Fine crouton.
It's word salad with Amelia Discreet, only on 95 BFM.
Morena Amelia Discreet. How are you this morning?
Oh, we're on.
We are straight on.
Oh, hello.
How's it going?
I am physically present here in the 95 BFM studio.
That's all we can ask. So thanks for being with us today in this form. What's the world of words this morning? Where are we going?
I kind of thought we'd talk about some musical instrument names. I love a good survey episode.
Oh, I also love a good survey episode. Okay, musical instrument names. What's that all about? What have we got here?
To start with, French horns.
Are they French?
Nah, they're not French.
I'm going to have to tell my dad because he played that at school.
They're originally from Germany, but English people called them French horns because...
Why do they do that?
Because they reminded them of French hunting horns. So they're like, oh, you look French when you play that.
That feels like such a specifically weird, like, English insult to be like, aha, you look like another of my enemies. Here you go. Okay, French horn is German.
Yep. So we've got some classic categories. We've got ones named after people.
Yep.
Saxophone.
Mr. Sax.
Adolf Sax. Yep.
Mr. Saxo Beach.
The sousaphone.
The sousaphone.
John Philip Sousa, the March King.
Oh, yeah.
Who didn't invent it, but he is the March King.
So... It's his sound.
Yep, and the theremin, of course.
Is that named after a person?
Leo Theremin.
Ah, which Zoe can play.
Yeah, not well, but I play it.
Zoe has a theremin, which is one of my favourite facts about you.
Thank you. It was my wild lockdown purchase.
I bought an expensive jersey and you bought a theremin.
Yes, and we're still here.
What else have you got for us, Amelia?
And then, of course, there's the class that are just named after what they physically are.
Okay.
So this is pretty much the ones with phone on them. So like a xylophone literally means wood sound.
So that is something I have to ask. What does the phone bit mean? It's not, you know, dial up your mate type of a phone. So where does that come from?
It's from a Greek word meaning sound. So like phonics or, you know.
Gotcha.
Similar.
I'm following.
Yes. So please stop calling glockenspiels xylophones. That's my...
What is the difference? Which one is
which?
Well,
the one that's called wood sound is made of wood.
Yep.
Yes.
And
glockenspiels are made of metal.
Okay, cool. Just checking. I knew that, but I just wanted to make sure that we all knew that, you know?
I had a terrible bus experience this morning.
And oh, so God, I'm, tell I'm us feel, about it.
No, there's nothing really to tell apart from the services are largely interrupted. And so I was expecting to bring more kind of like joie de vivre to this description of
Well, of I'm quite enjoying vaguely grumpy don't misname the xylophone moment too. So.
I'm just sick of it.
Just lean into it.
Oh, is she playing the xylophone? No, absolutely not.
It's the glockenspiel.
Does that sound like the wood sound to you? So interestingly, violin and fiddle, which are both names for the same thing,
yes,
are actually like divergently evolving from the same term.
Oh, really?
Probably.
Okay, here we go. Bloody etymology. Maybe it was this, maybe it was that.
So there's a Latin word, vitula. So a lot of our instrument names are really old. Like guitar comes from guitar. See, I'm in the zone now. Guitar comes from like a chitarro, which you might have like read about if you're looking at ancient Greek stuff.
If you're a nerd.
It's like a kind of a lyre. It's like a type of stringed instrument. And guitar is like directly related to that.
That's cool.
Has a direct lineage with that. And in a similar way, violin, which is like our modern word for this certain type of bowed stringed instrument.
Did it look the same back in the oldie days?
Probably not.
Okay.
Probably slightly more awkwardly constructed. Bigger pegs.
Yeah.
A little bit almondy. People got very fancy with all these things. So it comes from, so there's this Latin word for this similar type of stringed instrument called a vitula, coming from vitulare, to sing or rejoice. So it's like the singing instrument.
Nice.
People always say this about violins. Oh, it sounds like a human voice almost.
I thought that was the viola. I thought that was the one that's supposed to be the closest to a human voice.
I guess it depends what range you're singing in.
True.
And so vitula evolves into fiddle. In one direction, and into viol in another direction. And then, interestingly, viol becomes like the whole family. So you get a viola, violin, and it depends on what size they are. And in a very strange turn of events, we end up with cellos, which are originally...
Where did that come from?
I'm trying to find this thing so I don't say it wrong.
What's that in the original Greek?
Well, Latin, actually. But I don't have a sting for that.
I'm just going to pronounce it wrong anyway because there's too many vowels close to get. It's like so it's originally a violoncello.
Oh,
and
yes.
Cello is a diminutive suffix, like we talked about the other day.
We did.
Meaning, so it was meant to, so it's not a little violin because obviously it's bigger than
it's big.
But it's a little violone, which is a big violin.
Wait,
so it's the little big violin.
It's the little big violin. A violone, is that a double bass? Or
so
a different instrument altogether?
Yeah, it's a different thing altogether.
Where does the double bass come from then? Because that looks like a violin. Different strings, obviously, different sound, but you'd think it would come from the same word family, but it's just totally different.
I gotta say, right, the history of bass instruments is absolutely fascinating, and I wish that we could go into it, because essentially, so people, they don't talk about it so much anymore, but in the 90s and the 2000s, they talked about the loudness wars in recordings.
Okay, yep.
And there has essentially been a full human history bass war to try and... to try and create a technology that will allow for large-scale bass reproduction.
Wow, okay.
And the double bass is kind of like the weird preserved bit of that.
Right. I'm almost following.
But the name essentially just refers to the range that it plays in, the basso range.
Okay. Maybe one day we'll do a special on basses.
I mean, the names aren't as exciting as the history of the
We need a whole tangent podcast that is just about the tangents that come up in word salad.
About the history of bass. I mean, it seems like there's this kind of like bass human desire for powerful bass response. Anyway.
We could digress, but what else have you got for us?
Clarinet.
Go on. What's that one from?
It's from a French word meaning... bell.
Ooh.
So, but it traces to a Latin word, clarus, meaning like clear or loud.
Oh,
so
yeah.
like it's clear like a bell.
I'd like to say that when my brother was learning it didn't sound clear like a bell, but he got there in the end.
It often sounds more kind of like a wheezing goose, but
something that's emerged from a marsh. That's how I think of a clarinet. Anyone else got a clarinet
gorgeous.
Impression or anyone else? Just me this morning.
The trumpet family are not that exciting, sadly. Like, tuba comes from a Latin word meaning tube.
Yeah, fair.
Like,
does what it says on the tin.
Do you know what a snare is?
Like the drum?
Yes, but do you know what that refers to?
Is it a little
Which
trap?
Part is the snare?
Is it the stringy bit?
And it is the stringy bit. It comes from a Dutch word, snaar, meaning a string.
A string. Nice.
Yeah.
This is great. We literally could go on all day. Have you got one good one for us to end on?
I saw some people having an argument about whether drum was a back formation from a Dutch or Low German word meaning drummer. So people are saying that drumslader came first, meaning like someone who hits a drum, and so they then later on called the thing that they hit the drum.
So you could be a drumslader and just hit anything, and eventually they were like, sounds better when they hit that thing. Let's go with that. Let's call that a drum.
This is what many people are saying.
Wow.
But I can neither confirm or deny. Oh, banjo's good.
What's banjo?
A banjo is from a Bantu word.
Oh, true.
Probably mbanza.
Mbanza.
Yeah.
I like that one.
So really like a product of the African diaspora.
Yeah, true.
The banjo, very fascinating instrument.
Yeah, totally. We could go into the history of country music in a moment.
Oh, wait, no, I've got one more.
Go on.
Ukulele. Ukulele means jumping fleas in Hawaiian.
Jumping fleas?
Because that's what your fingers look like when you play it in the traditional manner.
I think you saved the best to last. That was my favourite, Amelia. Jumping fleas.
I got way too excited about vials. Sorry.
I enjoyed that as well. You've picked us Gabriel's Horn today by MJ Lallo. Thank you, Amelia Discreet.
My pleasure.
Not the only person doing mouth trumpet noises this morning. This is MJ Lalo with Gabriel's Horn. Thank you, Amelia Discreet, for bringing us many musical instrument names and also this excellent track, which I'm enjoying a lot. We're going to be back very soon with a final couple of songs for you on BFM Breakfast.
Vinaigrette originally referred to small vinegar.
Word salad with Amelia Discreet on 95 BFM.